Lesson number one. The importance of good debt and bad debt. Rich Dad stressed the importance of financial literacy and that your financial statement is your report card once you leave school. The following is a story of the Porsche transaction. I borrowed money for both the real estate investment, in this case a mini storage project in Texas, and for the Porsche. The cash flow from the investment covered the monthly costs of the Porsche. Because of good management, the cash flow from the mini storage greatly increased and the Porsche was paid off 2 years early. Today, Kim and I have the real estate, the cash flow, and the Porsche. We did a similar process buying her Mercedes. So, we got richer while we were able to drive the cars of our dreams. Our friends, the couple who live above their means and who drive the cars of their dreams, get poorer instead of richer because the income from their jobs is their only source of income. They are buying liabilities with bad debt instead of assets with good debt. Buying assets with good debt that provide the cash flow for paying for the things you want in life is what Rich Dad taught me. The cash flow from your assets represents your money working for you. When it comes to good debt versus bad debt, let me repeat what Rich Dad often said to me. Every time you owe someone money, you become an employee of their money. That is, if you take out a 30-year loan, you've instantly become a 30-year employee. Rich Dad did borrow money, but he did his best not to become the person who actually paid for the loans. That's the key. His advice bears repeating. He would explain to his son, Mike, and me that good debt was debt that someone else paid off for you, and bad debt was a debt that you paid for with your own sweat and blood. His love of rental properties was based on the bank gives you the loan, but your tenant pays it off for you. Let me use a typical real-life example to illustrate just how this works. Assume that you find a nice little house for sale in a decent neighborhood. True, the home needs some fixing up, perhaps a new roof, new gutters, maybe a new paint job. But by and large, it's surrounded by other homes that are fairly well maintained, the neighboring area is solid, and the schools are good. Even better, the neighborhood is right next to a local state university, which is always looking for more housing for its students as the enrollment on the campus continues to increase year after year. The homeowner wants to retire and move to someplace warm and sunny. He's asking $110,000 for his house. You negotiate a bit with him, and you finally settle on a price of $100,000. You already have $10,000 saved up in your bank account, so you need to get a mortgage for at least $90,000. But in truth, since that $10,000 is pretty much all the cash you have on hand, you decide to apply for a mortgage of $100,000. Why? Because with that extra $10,000, you can pay off the bank's closing costs as well as pay a local handyman to paint the house and repair the roof and gutters. In most cases, the bank will be happy to give you the mortgage. Why? Because the mortgage is secured by the collateral value of the house. Remember, the bank is in the business of making loans, and will do so when they know that there's real collateral to help secure that loan. Let's move on. Under current finance rates, the bank gives you a 30-year mortgage at a rate of 6%. First, of course, they want that $10,000 as a cash down payment, which you give them. Once you figure in your property taxes, your monthly mortgage payment is going to be about $700. But as mentioned before, you don't want to be an employee of that bank loan for the next 30 years. The better approach is to have someone else pay off that debt for you. Rich Dad would suggest that once you close the deal and own the home, you then start talking to the local university about the availability of your home to be rented by students. Let's say that you charge $1,000 a month for the rent. If the home has four bedrooms, it could easily accommodate four students, each of whom would pay $250 a month. That's a fairly modest amount even for the most cost-conscious student. Or you can simply check with the local real estate agency to see if they can handle the rental of your property. For a small monthly maintenance fee, many real estate agencies will not only find a renter for your property, but will also take care of any minor handyman issues, such as fixing a clogged toilet. Here's more good news. If your rental property is earning you $1,000 a month and your mortgage payment is only $700, then your monthly net is $300. This net income is what is known as passive income. That is, you're not doing any heavy lifting or hard labor to earn it. Someone else, your tenant, is paying off your 30-year mortgage for you. And even better, you're earning an extra $300 a month. Rich Dad's real estate investing philosophy is primarily based on cash flow. Are you having a positive cash flow at the end of each month? But there is also the popular philosophy that real estate generally goes up in value. While you're earning that extra income each month, you're also paying down that mortgage month by month. That means that very slowly but steadily, you are building up more equity in the home. Since most real estate properties are believed to gain in value over time, Your original investment of $110,000 in that home should also be appreciating in value. In other words, if 10 years from now you decide you want to sell the home, the market value of the house might have gone up to $125,000. So, on paper, you would make a nice tidy profit of $15,000 from the sale of the house, as well as all the passive income you collected. But a word of Rich Dad caution. Always keep your eye on your cash flow. Look at potential appreciation in real estate as a bonus, not as a reason to buy. Listen to one of my previous audiobooks, Rich Dad Success Stories. That's a collection of success stories of everyday people from all over the United States, as well as a few from around the world, who were fed up living paycheck to paycheck. They just got tired and frustrated of trying to count the years until they could retire and then theoretically live off their 401ks, assuming that their 401ks still had enough money on them to allow them to retire. In that audiobook, you'll find easy-to-follow first-hand accounts of people, some as young as teenagers, some nearing retirement, who have followed Rich Dad's advice and started to develop steady streams of passive income. Many of those success stories are built upon real estate investing. All of the people in the program tell about how they had to overcome their fear of taking that initial financial leap of faith to find that first investment property and then making it happen. But invariably, once they started to see the stream of passive income develop, they almost all went back and repeated the process again, in many cases, again and again. Some of those folks have gone from simple one-family properties to larger properties, and all of them point to Rich Dad's advice as having led the way for them. In some of the success stories, the individuals decided to invest in small businesses in order to earn their financial freedom. One of the chapters profiles a woman who started to invest in laundromats. As soon as she and her husband found that it was a fairly safe and easy investment to make, they then invested in two more. Now, she and her husband are doing quite well financially, and they'll be the first to tell you that it was simply a matter of doing some financial homework and making their money work for them rather than working for their money. The point is that most people can't seem to get ahead financially because of the monthly onslaught of bills to pay. It's only when they finally make up their minds to do something about their financial lifestyle that they find the self-determination to look at other ways of generating money. And as Rich Dad says, if you want to get out of the rat race, then you'd better start learning about the different types of income: earned, portfolio, and passive. Whether it's investing in real estate, or business, or other kinds of investments, the sooner you discover that there are lots of easier and better ways to make money than just having a job, the better off you and your family are going to be.